morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Gary Abele. And if that sounded a little weird, that's because we had some quick connection issues. But we are now connected fully between 1111 Douglas Avenue, the offices of the Certified Financial Group, and Joe Burt, and right here in the WDBO studios. And we are live April 25th. The last Saturday in April, ready, willing, and able to take your phone calls at 844-220-0965. Good morning, gentlemen.
This is live radio.
Yes, always.
Along with all the technical issues that you might have in these kind of circumstances. As Kyle said, yes. Gary Abele and I are up here in Altamont Springs at our office, broadcasting to you live, and we're also on the internet, which is what we were working on when we were starting up the show. With some technical difficulty. So let me tell you why we're here. Gary and I are here to answer any questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. We've been proud members of the WDBO family now for over 30 years, and Gary and I and our certified financial planners, we have 10 other certified financial planners that work here in Altamont Springs, providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as they might revolve around questions on your IRA, about a 401k, what should you do now that the markets have tanked and come back somewhat and you're planning for retirement? Gary's got a whole checklist of what you may want to do, as you may need to adjust going forward. So we're going to cover all that and more. And if you'd like to see what goes on here behind the scenes and check in here at our conference room up in Altamont Springs, Gary and I are socially distancing, but nevertheless, we are on the internet. So if you want to take a peek into the internet, how do they do that there, Kyle?
I think they would go to the Google headquarters in California and see the massive servers if they wanted to peek into the internet.
Peek through the internet.
If you wanted to watch the show, go to Facebook.com, put in On the Money, a podcast. They're in the search bar, and we're live. It's that simple. All right, we've got lots to talk about today, and we got off to a late start here. So I want to get I've already seen the phone calls are coming in here, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to get to the topic of the day, Gary Abele. Should I sell my smaller company stocks in light of the coronavirus?
Well, we've been taking some calls of late for individuals who have seen their smaller companies really drop dramatically, and also mid-sized companies. I think at the trough, we saw smaller companies down in some cases as much as 50%, where larger companies were down around half of that.
While we're on that, you know, you and I deal with this every day. Let's talk about what a smaller company is. What does really that mean? Does that mean the guy down the corner selling flowers, or what does that mean?
Well, no, these are publicly traded companies for the most part. If you're buying mutual funds, these are going to be smaller size companies in, say, around the $500 million range versus the mega cap companies, what we think of large companies in the $500 billion range. Market cap.
These are publicly traded companies.
These are publicly traded companies. They represent only about 5% of the total market.
And the thing to remember that every small company, a big company at one time, was a small company.
That's exactly right. And so my answer to those who have been calling is to just give them some longer term information. Now, while it's true, we could see some smaller companies perish if they don't have means of raising capital. If we look at the differences between what smaller companies have earned just over the last 10 years versus our larger counterparts, for example, if we look at from 2000 to 2019, small cap value stocks actually returned 9.4%, mid-size companies 9%. Now, some people are going to be surprised to hear this next one. Small cap growth stocks only earned 5.57% over the last 20 years. Now, you look at that 9.4 versus 5.6, that is huge percentage-wise difference. So we would suggest that you don't, you know, discard all of your small companies, discard all of your mid-sized companies, but keep them in relative proportions to how much those smaller companies represent toward the over market.
Right.
Probably something you don't want to overweight greatly unless you're moderately aggressive or aggressive.
Right.
So just keep that in mind.
I like to look at the small companies in a portfolio. They add a little bit of the spice to the recipe, if you will. Give you
exactly.
A little bit of zip, give you some upside. Because as I said just a few minutes ago, every large company, every Apple, every Microsoft, every whatever, at one time was a small company. And if you catch that at the right time, and that's what those small funds do, there's going to be more losers than winners, but when you catch the winner, but that's what you said, you don't want to bet the farm on it.
Exactly. Right.
Yep. So I know Kyle's on the phone there taking questions and callers and so forth, so we can't see what's going on back there.
That's all right. Well, we can actually hit to our first caller here.
Well,
sure.
We can do that, okay. Too.
If you want to get on the phone lines this morning, it's 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. Apparently, I'm having problems with the word zero today. I can't
zero.
Say zero without coughing, but yes. Okay. One more time, 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well at 21232. I did forget to mention that. So if you want to text us your question, please keep it to about 160 characters because that's all we can see on the screen. It's 21232. George in Orlando's up first. George, good morning.
Morning, George.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I just opened a letter. I have a flexible premium annuity at 4.5% that qualifies as an IRA.
Okay.
And I just opened a letter from my company. They say because of the CARES Act of 2020, it allows me not to have it to waive the RMD for the year 2020 tax year.
Right, right.
You knew about that?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it, George. I guess you have not been tuning in.
Because George, you usually listen every single week.
I know. Well, he must have been on vacation. So why don't we tell our listeners what the suspension of the RMD means for most folks, Gary?
So the CARES Act allows you for only the calendar year 2020 to suspend your RMD. So let's just say your required minimum distribution was $10,000 or $15,000. You're not required to take that money at all. However, you still may take that money. And what we're telling some of our clients, if they had a withdrawal strategy in place, and let's say they were normally taking $20,000 out of their IRA, and that was keeping them in maybe the lower tax bracket, say the 12% bracket, now that you're not required to take that distribution, if you have savings elsewhere that you can live on, of course we have to live, right? But if you have savings elsewhere, consider instead rolling that money into or converting that money into a Roth IRA. So this would make sense if you were expecting to be in a higher tax bracket later. You're not required to take the distribution. If you don't need the money, consider still having that same taxable income if that's the withdrawal strategy you had planned for, and maybe converting that to a Roth. Now, when you do that, you're going to owe taxes on it. And the best strategy there is to pay the taxes from other monies, not reduce what you're converting to the Roth. So if you had a $20,000 distribution, put all $20,000 into the Roth, pay the income taxes, let's say it's 12% of that number, with other monies. And that can be a very good strategy for building up a good nest egg. Yeah.
And this is what we do as certified financial planners, working with our clients. We look at what their tax situation is and then try to maximize their benefits on the withdrawal, because it's not just taking money willy-nilly out of any account when you need to do it. You bring up a very good point about the timing of with those withdrawals, what bucket to draw it from, when to draw it. And, but George, the good news for all of our listeners is that if you have taken your RMD after February 1st, you can put the money back in, and you will not have to pay taxes on those funds this year. So there's some good news there.
Exactly.
And then you'll
can I leave it alone? And let
you
it
can
die
leave
it. Because
absolutely.
I'm on Social Security, and I may not need the money.
Yep, that's the best thing, George. Put it back in and get that 4.5% that you're getting. Yep.
Well, no, I don't want to take it out. I just let it ride.
Oh, yeah, yes, just let it absolutely. Ride. Okay, yeah, I thought you had already made taken to the withdrawal.
No, no.
Just let it ride. Good news. In fact, I don't know, Gary, if you saw this week in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was I saw, that there's talk in Congress to eliminate the RMDs going forward.
Wow.
How about that? How about that, George?
Get your attention.
Now, of course, right now it's just conjecture, but they're talking about eliminating the RMDs. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Boy,
that
would be nice. That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. Yep. Who knows? Well, stay tuned, George. As always, we will keep you apprised, and we appreciate your call, as always. Thank you.
I feel like that's a bombshell right there.
That is.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Well, it hasn't happened, right. But they're at least talking about it, which is...
It's being kicked around the Senate. You don't know how far it'll go. I mean, you know, we're giving up tax revenue when you do that, and we certainly need tax revenue with all the giveaways we've had.
Yes.
But it was certainly
a schedule. Eventually, we would get it, right?
Yeah, you know what I see. If they do that, they will probably do graded. You know, if your income is a certain level, you know, you have to take it. And
I would imagine.
Yeah, right. But who knows where it'll go? You know, they're making sausage up there in Washington. It's never pretty.
Yeah.
All right.
Who never knows what we're coming in? 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Got a lot of text coming in as well. Let's get to a text real quick before we get to the three big things you need to know. My mother received her IRS refund by mail. Social Security is direct deposited with a stimulus. Will the stimulus check be direct deposited?
Should be. And I think about 80 million people or so have already received their stimulus or aid check, whatever we want to call it. And so as long as they have a record of her banking information, then she should get that direct deposited. Yes.
All right. Another quick one here. Is the dollar amount minimum in order for you to manage? What is there? Is there a dollar amount? I'm sorry. Is there a dollar amount minimum in order for you to manage an account for someone?
Well, it all depends on the individual planner. Some planners have a minimum of $100,000, some of a quarter of a million, some a half a million. It depends on the planner, but I'm sure, depending on your situation, if you fall somewhere in that category, some one of our planners here would be glad to work with you. So if you'd like more information about that, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. When we manage money for our clients, it's done on a no-commission basis. We are not brokers, so we're not incentivized with buying and selling in your portfolio. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, as certified financial planner professionals. We are required to work with you as fiduciaries, and that's the distinction I think that we bring to the investment world. So when we do this stuff, we do it as because it's right for you, not because it's right for us. So if you want some more information about that, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. You can learn all about us, what we do, and how we do it. And also look at some of the upcoming workshops that Gary has planned, right? Gary, you got some stuff, hopefully, if we got to get out of our basement.
We're hoping to have those live at WDBO Studios.
The next one you have is scheduled for June.
That's right, June. And it's interesting because I just received an email this morning from a client, and it's on that very topic. It's he's going to be turning 65 in July and just needs help with his healthcare options, not sure what to go, what's Medicaid, what's Medicare, what's a supplement, what's an Advantage plan, what's Part C, A, B, D.
Right.
I mean, it is very confusing.
Yes,
and
it is.
You know, I honestly will have people attend the workshop more than once because we also talk about long-term care. And sometimes people fall asleep a little bit on the long-term care. It's not going to happen to me. And then all of a sudden, it happens to somebody in the family, and they say, you know what, I want to hear what those attorneys had to say about, you know, Medicaid planning, for example. And so that workshop, we hope to be in June. Just go to our website, financialgroup.com. And if we do not have it live at WDBO for social distancing reasons, we will have it virtually. So you can sign up. Yep, you can sign up at our website, and we will probably use Microsoft Teams or some other platform, and people will be able to log in, and I'll be able to share my screen, and we'll go through a presentation and hopefully be able to have people ask
questions. You know,
it's funny
you should bring that up. That I was thinking about that coming in this morning, you know, about the workshops you've done, how popular they are. I knew you were going to be on the air with me today, and I knew that the Medicare, Medicaid planning is the one that's the most popular, simply because, you, as you said, you reach age 65, and your mailbox literally explodes with offers as to what you want to do, how you want to do it, who you should do it with, what do you want to pay, what's good, what's not good, and so on and so forth. And because you only deal with this once in a lifetime, you're totally confused. And so that workshop is very, very popular for folks that are at or near age 65. And if we don't, as Gary said, if we don't do it there at the WDBO studios, we're going to do it virtually. And I think it's going to be a big success. And I think we can do more of these because we've had clients over the years really rave about the workshops we've done, and we're limited in the space. Although when we get the office done here by the end of the year, we'll have a nice meeting room in which to do that. But I think the virtual thing maybe, and we can do both. You know, we do live audience, a live audience, and then stream it as well. You could be international star here, Gary.
There you go. Well, you know, and another interesting thing is,
well, hang on, guys. We're coming up on the three big things you need to know.
All right.
We want to take a break. Otherwise, we're going to go all the way into the news. We don't want to do All right. Let's get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Gary Abele, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. All right, we've got 45 minutes left, I believe, from... 45 minutes, seconds left, I should say, to latest news, weather, and traffic.
I was going to say.
No, I was going to say 45 seconds, then minutes. That didn't sound right. It's 45 seconds. For anybody that may have joined us here, what can they call you about on the other side? We have a nice, big, long segment for people to talk to.
Well, Gary and I are here to answer the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As certified financial planner professionals, we work with our clients as fiduciaries doing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. On Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free to answer questions that you might have regarding your personal finances as they revolve around questions about your IRA, about a 401k, about a mutual fund, about real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more. That's what we deal with on a regular basis, and we are here to take your calls and questions. So pick up the phone and dial these numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. You can send us a text as well, 21232. That is 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We're taking your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965 with Joe Burt, the Oracle of Orlando, alongside Gary Abley, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're talking about what on the radio this morning, Joe?
Well, Gary and I are here to take the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As Certified Financial Planner Professionals, we work with our clients as fiduciaries, providing investment advice and investment management and financial planning day in and day out for a fee. On Saturday morning, we are here for free. So if you have any questions on decisions that you might be trying to make regarding your personal finances, when to take money out of my retirement accounts, what's the sequence? You know, one of the things I think, Gary, that people need help on is, okay, they reach retirement, they built up this money, they brought it to us and helped them manage it, but they really want to know, how do I get the money out? Where does it
exactly go?
Where does it go? How do I best pull it? What's the best tax-wise strategy? So how do we have
a withdrawal strategy? Is
withdrawal
strategy.
Yes.
It is key,
yes.
Because, you know, we want people to the extent possible to stay in the lower tax brackets. And many of our clients have monies in brokerage accounts as well as IRA accounts. Some also have Roth IRA accounts. And some, you know, have access to other funds, maybe through a reverse mortgage, you know, to
and some have annuities.
And some have annuities.
How about health savings accounts?
Right, health savings accounts.
Another bucket.
So lots of different buckets. And so what you really want to do is, especially before you retire, is complete a pro forma tax return. So a kind of what if I do this tax return to figure out how to maximize your rate of return on an after-tax basis. You know, I always say to my clients, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And it's so it's very, very important. You know, we've taken a lot of calls, unfortunately, from some of our clients who are in their early 60s who are being furloughed, and they had plans to work until maybe their late 60s. And now they're wanting some advice. Okay, we may need to alter their financial plan. We may need to reevaluate the budget. We may have to you know, take some, you know, hard look at some of those expenses that we were thinking of being able to freely do if we go ahead and retire early. Social Security is a big issue right now. You know, you have people who are retiring who maybe wanted to wait until they were age 70, but now they're saying, well, gosh, you know, Gary, the stocks are down around 20% of the portfolio. I don't want to just pick from the bond portfolio because then that's going to get me out of balance. It's going to change my risk profile. I want to keep my 60-40 mix or 50-50 mix, whatever it is. So what do you think about starting Social Security early? Or earlier
right.
than a plan.
Right.
And so there's a lot of complicated questions. And one of the nice things about the financial planning software that we have is it allows us to do many what-if scenarios. In fact, simultaneously, we can look at, all right, if we tweak Social Security, if we do a Roth conversion, if we, you know, make all these different changes, what's the impact? And it actually gives us a success rate. You know, and what I always say to my clients, I want to see an 80% probability or greater of you not outliving your money. And of course, some people want that to be 100%, but as we know in life, nothing is 100%. Joe, you got a question from somebody earlier, you know, should I sell my municipal bonds? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something, who would have thought that we'd be asking that question, but in light of some of the senators talking about, well, maybe it's okay for a state to go bankrupt. I'm curious to hear your thought on that. I've got my opinion, but.
Well, you know, there are some states, I think, that deserve it, frankly, because right. of their mismanagement that they've had. They've all been affected by the loss of revenue from the pandemic. You know, they all depend on sales taxes and that revenue, property taxes, who knows where that'll be. Tangible personal. In fact, there's a big piece in today's Sentinel about all the folks that haven't paid their tangible personal property taxes here in Seminole County. Names that you and I would recognize very, very easily.
Right.
So the states are certainly impacted, some more than others. And, you know, this is I don't think it's fair that people around the country step in and bail out Connecticut and New York and Illinois when the fact that they've mismanaged for years, the unions have bled them dry in terms of what they promised. And so, you know, why should the good folks of Ohio or Florida step up and bail them out? But by the same token, we're all in the same boat. So right. it's a very difficult
firefighter, right? Or the, you know,
yes,
you know, the public service person who's counting on a pension.
Right.
And I really think there might be a domino effect if we let states,
right,
you know, do that. There's going to be a lot of unintended consequences.
Yep, for
and
sure.
There's no question that's really an easy answer right now, because we're in uncharted waters.
No, particularly with the trillions that we pumped into the economy now with the bailout programs.
Right. $3 trillion already.
Gosh. And growing. They're now looking phase four.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. When does it end?
Who knows what it's going to be?
It ends when the virus ends, and that's the part that we don't know.
Right.
And that's the
The good news
part
is I think we've perhaps turned the corner.
Yeah.
So
we've gotten over the curve, if that's everybody wants to talk about.
Right.
Well, we got a couple
of
text questions in here, 21232. A lot of people have texted in at 21232. How much to keep in bonds? Is 2 years of living expenses enough? The rest on index funds? Texter writes in at 21232.
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, it'd be interesting to know how old they were, because 2 years of spending, if this person were, say, in their mid-60s, well, we would want to count on them living to, when I do financial plans, I use 105. You know, some folks here use 95, but I mean, we may be looking at a 30-year period.
Right.
So in that example, having only 1/15th or 2 divided by 30 years in bonds, that's pretty heavy duty in equities, if we understand that text correctly. And for somebody who is at retirement, I mean, that would only be appropriate perhaps for the most aggressive person, somebody with a very, very high risk tolerance. Again, if we understand that text correctly.
Right. And once again, trying to pick individual bonds is a real challenge for everybody.
Yes.
That's why we strongly recommend that people use bond funds, because of the professional management, the diversification that they provide, the ability to reinvest the income and to take out what you need when you need it. Trying to pick individual bonds is just like trying to pick individual stocks in many cases.
Right.
And a lot of people got burned recently owning individual bonds if they had to sell them in a down market. Even though you may be dealing with a AAA rated company, you find out that the bond isn't, you can't get what you paid for it.
Exactly.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm. So it's a question, once again, it really gets down to financial planning. This is where financial planners, it's not just a matter of doing investment management. That's a big part of what we do. But the predicate on that is to do financial planning up front, to look at how conservatively you can be, still have a high probability of having money in the bank when you're 95 years old. And what we see time and time again is people are either too conservative, and they're never going to get here from there. And they don't realize that until they're 10 years in retirement and they have to make some major lifestyle changes. Or conversely, they're too aggressive and they're trying to hit home runs when singles and doubles will get them there easily.
Well, that, you know, I'm glad you said that, Joe, because what I see a lot is, you know, fortunately, we have some people who have done a great job planning and they do have adequate resources. And when we're able to tell them that your financial plan is going to succeed, whether your risk tolerance is conservative, moderate, moderately aggressive, or aggressive, that's a real comfort to people. And now some people would say, well, how is it going to work under all of those scenarios? Because there are some people, who've done a very good job planning, and they're going to be successful under any of those risk tolerances. But at least it gives an individual knowledge, and knowledge is key. You know, when we have all these uncertainties surrounding us right now, having knowledge about your finances is really a very comforting thing.
You know what? Exactly. The knowledge gives you peace of mind.
Yes.
And I think if there's one thing that we can bring to the table is that peace of mind, because unfortunately, once again, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 60 years old and find out we have a collection of financial accidents. I really don't know how it all comes together. And this is what certified financial planners do. We charge a fee for that service, but at the end of the day, you will know exactly where you are, and then we do a probability analysis. What we call stress test it.
Right.
So why don't we explain what that looks like?
Well, just before that, I would say the starting point is spending. You know, what are you expected to spend? So we work with our clients on creating a budget, and then I think we critique the budget.
Right. Now, we don't put them on a budget.
No, of course not.
But we want to know what their lifestyle is, because generally people want to maintain their lifestyle in their retirement years.
Exactly. Right. And we have to know, to create a withdrawal strategy, right, how much money they're going to be withdrawing.
Right.
But one of the things that is always somewhat sobering is when we look at some of the items that are not budgeted that we know from experience that our clients really will be spending that money on, or people will underestimate healthcare expenses. That's the biggest underestimate that I see. I mean, typically a couple age 65, I'm going to recommend $1,100 a month. Mm-hmm. And people will say, my gosh, that sounds like a lot of money when I'm on Medicare. But really, about half of that cost is just your premiums for Part B Medicare, Part D Medicare, Medicare supplement, you know, a little bit for dental, a little bit of vision. So the money adds up very quickly.
While you're on that, you threw out the alphabet there. Why don't we tell our listeners really what's involved? Because these are some of the things that you cover in your workshops, and that once again, when you reach age 65, you've got to figure out the alphabet. What do I need? A, B, C, D, E, F, and what's good and what's not so good. So why don't we cover those? Right. So how much time we have left on the clock here before we can take a break?
Well, we've got about 3 minutes here.
All right. So we'll let Gary cover the alphabet here. So Gary, why don't you start at the beginning?
So, you know, Part A Medicare is the original Medicare, and that covered hospitalization. And we started to find out that a lot of our procedures that would bankrupt people are actually done outside now of the hospital. So outpatient surgery has become very popular, and it's also very expensive. Outpatient treatments are expensive, so Part B came around. Right?
So Part A doesn't cover the outpatient stuff.
No, it doesn't. Cover the doctor visits, right, you know, right, outpatient therapy, et cetera. Right. Now, I think the government realized this is getting pretty expensive. We better start charging people for this. So when Part B came around, we started charging a premium. And there's actually a statute that requires the premium to be at least a certain percentage of the actual actuarial cost of the services. But in any case, the premium's roughly $150 for most people. But some folks are surprised to learn, again, these are some of the folks with higher income, that they may be paying $300 or $400 a month for that Medicare Part B premium because of their income.
Or up to $500.
That's right. So it's something that's, again, a surprise in the budget for a lot of people.
And that's just Part B.
That's just Part B. Then you have Part D. Part D can range
anywhere.
What
happened to Part C is the question.
Well, that's... So let me go with Part D. Part D is the prescriptions if you decide to go the supplement route, which means, all right, A and B only cover about 80% of the bills.
So A covers the hospital, B covers the doctor, outpatient.
And D covers prescriptions.
Prescriptions, okay.
Right? So now you need something to help supplement the 20% or so that's not covered by A or B, and that comes in the form of a supplement. Now, that will cost you around $200 a month. Again, plus or minus, if you're a smoker, non-smoker, different rate. Obviously, it's age-based rating.
And it's not based on income like Part B is.
Correct.
So regardless of what your income is, you pay the same for
That's
Part...
That's through a private insurance company, right? Now, that allows you to go to any provider that accepts Medicare. And, of course, most people who are over 65 are the people who use healthcare services the most, so most providers accept Medicare.
Right.
Now, what you brought up was Part C. Part C is actually, even though it's called Part C Medicare, you're really no longer covered under A and B. You're getting your care and services from a private insurance company.
So you've dropped A and B, and now you're taking C.
Yeah, technically, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little confusing,
right,
but you are no longer going to be covered under the Medicare system. All of your care is going to be handled by a private insurance company. You're going to have a schedule of benefits. You're going to have deductibles, out-of-pocket costs, copays, et cetera. But the advantage of these plans is they don't cost anything typically. Now, it varies. Some will have a small $25, $50 a month premium.
And this is commonly known as Medicare Advantage.
Medicare Advantage.
The ones you see advertised on the TV all the time.
That's right. Oh. And it gets a lot of press, right, because it's, for the most part, free for most people. But it's not free in terms of your wallet. You know, you're going to have financial exposure, and usually you have a provider network that you can go to Some of these plans have out-of-network benefits, some don't. So some of them are HMOs, some of them are PPOs.
And what's an HMO and PPO?
So an HMO is a closed network. You, to get any benefit from your health plan, you must go to a provider that is in network, okay? A PPO allows you to go both in network and out of network. And so if you're considering a Medicare Advantage plan, I prefer the PPOs, right. So you at least have the ability to go see that specialist that has right. been recommended to you from your primary care doctor. But a lot of people think you save money with these. And you don't always save money because some of them can have out-of-pocket costs of thousands and thousands
Probably if you're in great health and don't use the stuff, the advantage is not bad.
That's right.
But it's when your health deteriorates that you may be surprised.
Well, here's what, I'm glad you said that. So one of the key things with Part C Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans is, let's say you've opted not to get the supplement originally. You disenroll out of Medicare. You're now in Part C, what they call Part C Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan, you must be healthy. You must be healthy to go back to a supplement. In other words, you are medically underwritten. There's no guarantee.
Okay, we'll get back to that in just a minute. We've got to take a break.
Got to take a break. And if you want to get behind Dave in Deltona, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. It is the final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It is your last chance to get your question answered by either Joe Burt or Gary Ebeley, Certified Financial Planners at the Certified Financial Group. We are 3 minutes away from the latest news, weather, or traffic. We want to get right back to our phone lines here. Talk to Dave in Deltona. Dave, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm a 70-year-old veteran, and I'm also on Medicare Part A and B. I've been looking at Medigap insurance, but my confusion is the Part D to buy the prescription because I have VA-declared prescription benefit, so I don't get penalized when I went on Medicare. Now, I'm trying to get the Medigap and Part D prescription separate, the two separate, so I don't get into one big plan. I want to separate the B and the D with the Medigap. So if I have a heart attack, I'm not dependent on the VA paying a prescription or paying anything, really. That's
Dave,
been a battle, but that's another story.
Dave,
so what's the deal on that? I know your time's limited.
Well, I think you're doing a great job by actually covering all of your bases. So many veterans maybe don't have the resources to also go out and purchase the Medigap and the Part D. And for those folks, because not all medications are going to necessarily be covered, you can purchase a Part D plan for as low as $13.90 a month in the Tri-County area. So it's not a huge amount of money to have as a backup to the VA plan. Now, you should be able to get a Medigap plan without medical underwriting because you have this other benefit. In other words, you should have a special enrollment right, but others aren't so fortunate. Joe and I were talking about, you know, folks who've picked a Part C plan, a Medicare Advantage plan. If they're not healthy, they don't qualify for a Medigap policy, and they're stuck on Part C.
Yeah, that's important. So you've chosen going in the cheap plan, the Advantage plan, and you got Part C, and now your health has changed and you want to make a switch.
Right, because perhaps you couldn't find doctors to treat you.
And you can't
make
a switch.
You can't. Well, you can always go back to original Medicare. You can get A and B back, but you're not going to want to do that if you can't get the supplement because you're only covering 80% of yourself.
So the Advantage plan works great while you're healthy, but if your health turns, you may find that it's not as good as you thought it was.
Right, and Dave, you're in good shape. You're going to buy the Medigap policy in Part D, and for those who can afford to, highly recommend it.
So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Gary's going to be hosting a Medicare workshop either at the WDBO studios in June, or we're going to do it virtual, and if you want more information about that, you can go to our website, financialgroup.com, click on events or click on workshops, and you can make a reservation there, as well as find out all the things that we do as certified financial planner professionals, providing investment management and financial planning for a fee. So that's what we do.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of On the Money. Real quickly, what's the best number to reach out during the week?
407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document, or on the web once again at financialgroup.com.
We have been planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Right here on News 96.5 WDBO.